May our focus be the same focus that Jesus has in this hour for our lives and for the world. Well, Heart Dwellers, I wanted to share with you today a message from Lana Vosser. It's time to enter the destiny room of heaven. And what is so amazing about this message is it just confirms the movement of the Spirit that I've been talking about in probably the last 4 or 5 messages. And it's very beautiful. The way she puts things is different, and I really enjoy reading her messages. She began, "The Lord is really highlighting the throne room right now. There is a significant increase happening right now in the body of Christ, where he is releasing greater throne room encounters. These throne room encounters with Jesus are bringing a great refreshment to those who are weary and discouraged. As I watched many of God's people entering into these encounters with him in the throne room, in worship, through visions, prophetic dreams, visitations, I watched as they entered in and they were walking through the most beautiful, crystal clear waterfall. I looked around and saw all the walls were like gushing waters with jewels of every color of the rainbow, and as far as the eye could see, so many things made of gold, the purest form of gold I've ever seen. There was a red carpet leading up to the throne, and they were lined with rose petals, representing he is the rose of Sharon, and the deeper level of divine romance of his love upon the people of God. As I watched God's people approach the throne, some boldly, some with heavy hearts, some afraid, some with their heads down, some ran towards him. But no matter which category I saw, Jesus was running towards them to meet them. Such love, such acceptance, such joy, such adoration, and such excitement filled his eyes. There are no words to adequately describe the joy in his eyes and absolute delight in his people. Jesus grabbed their hands one by one and he spoke, "It's time, it's time, it's time to enter the destiny room, it's time." Holding their hands one by one, he pulled them along with excitement, running together into this destiny room. As they ran in with him one after another, I could see all along the walls of this room were picture frames, and within the picture frames were their dreams and desires. Some of God's people were so excited to see their dreams and desires on the wall. Others cried with pain and heartache of things that had not come to pass. The atmosphere was full of his love and how he pays attention to every dream and every desire. He walked along to each picture frame and breathed upon them. They went from a still photo to alive, moving and breathing. The desires and dreams were coming to life. His resurrection power was being released. I noticed as he breathed upon those dreams and desires, a golden scroll appeared on the table in the middle of the room. Jesus went over to these golden scrolls, and one by one, he broke the red seal open and unraveled these scrolls. They looked like blueprints, but as I looked closer at the scrolls, I saw the title of them. They were Destiny Prints. Wow! Instantly, I knew that Jesus was giving divine glimpses into the destiny of his people. The one thing that stood out to me was the dreams and desires that his people had been dreaming as they delighted in him. They were at the very bottom of the Destiny Print. He knew I had seen it, and he turned to me and smiled and spoke. "That's just where I begin. I am more faithful than my people realize." The sense surrounded me that disappointment, discouragement, weariness, past experience, hope deferred, and hurt had limited many of God's people from being able to dream big and to have faith for greater things. He turned to me again and spoke, "Expectation is the great key. It's time to come up here and see." Now, I just want to take an aside here. In the message that I just put out, I talked about that. The Lord said the same thing to me. Expect these things. When you ask for them, expect them to happen. Expect to be promoted beyond your means, beyond your skill level. Expect to be promoted. Expect for things to break forth. That's what he's talking about here again. And forgive me for just a moment. I'm going to repeat myself, but I think this bears repeating because we really need to get it. And whenever the Lord wanted people to get it, he would repeat things three times. So here goes. And this is what the Lord said about expecting things to happen. This was in yesterday's message, but for those of you who haven't heard it, I'm going to repeat it. Jesus began, "I'm asking you to stay little, but expect big things from my hand. The only reason something is big is because it needs to reach a lot of people. And yet the soul who maintains in their hearts with complete abandon that they are nothing, and yet God is doing great things through them, in spite of that, is a soul I can invest with greatness because they will not abuse it. This is what I'm doing with heart dwellers. I'm asking you, my people, to expect success that is out of your league. Not because I want to exalt you, but because I want to draw all men to me, and it is necessary to reach many. So expect that you will be reaching more and more souls for me with the anointing I increase in you daily. Do not be amazed, rather expect it. I have a storehouse of graces that is spilling out in abundance that I have chosen you to receive. Only believe in me and my goodness, and you will receive it. Now I ask you, dear ones, spend a few moments and answer that question. What would you attempt if you knew you could not fail? Answer that and pray to me for the guidance to accomplish it. You have already made the decision to serve me. Now it is time to get to work and expect the impossible. Remember, it is me doing it through you, not you doing it by yourself. Unless you abide in the vine, you will not bear fruit. But you are abiding in me, and you shall bear fruit. That's John 15:4. Come to me with your music and voice every day, asking for a fresh anointing. Expect these prayers to be answered with all your heart and strength and mind. Expect it. Expectation is the substance of faith. That's exactly the same thing that he told Lana. All we have to do, guys, is correspond. That's all we have to do, correspond. Do what he's asked us to do faithfully, and he'll do all the rest. So, going on, he turned to Lana again and spoke, "Expectation is a great key. It's time to come up here and see." Jesus began to release glimpses of these destiny prints to his people. What he was showing them was so much bigger than they could have ever imagined. They were plans for their life and destiny that was not possible to be completed by them. Only he could do it. As he began showing them glimpse after glimpse of what was to come, life, hope, and healing was beginning to be brought to their hearts and souls. His joy was exploding within them, igniting the fire to dream again. He was looking for alignment and expectation. His outrageous, radical, amazing plans for his people, these glimpses were lifting the people of God up higher in their expectation, their faith, and ability to dream again. He spoke again with such authority, "It's time for the destiny winds to blow." Instantly, I saw four strong winds coming from every direction, and the angels declared together, "Breakthrough momentum of destiny, favor, increase, abundance, and provision from far and wide. It's time for the winds of destiny to arrive." I watched as activation took place. The activation of what he had strategically set up like chess pieces on a board. The time had arrived. He turned and smiled. The time is now for the winds of destiny and breakthrough momentum to collide, releasing my people into the next phase of their destiny and breakthrough. For such a time as this, it's time for my people to move into the new level of their destiny position. There will be great provision that has never been experienced before. There will be radical favor. There will be doors flying open by my hand that will be bigger than my people's greatest desires and dreams. I'm just that good. I watched in the destiny room as everything was being activated and coming together. The people of God were coming alive with passion, clarity, insight, and revelation of the greater realm of destiny that he was opening up for them, and the joy of what he has called them to. Even those who did not know they were confused, had lost their footing, disoriented, not sure what he was asking them to do, what they were called to do, or what he was doing. Those things were suddenly falling away and being overtaken by the joy of the destiny glimpses he was revealing. This is the season of greater throne room encounters upon the body of Christ. You shall see his goodness and glory like you never have. You will be awakened by his love and his fire in new ways. Your desires and dreams are being breathed upon, but that's just where he's beginning. He's going to exceed your biggest dream and wildest imagination that you've ever dreamed with him and delighted in him. He is restoring you. He is challenging expectations. What are your expectations of this season? Are you dreaming big? Those things that have stopped you from dreaming big, he's healing them, and he's calling you higher. Pay attention to your dreams, your visions, your encounters and visitations, for the Lord is releasing greater clarity and insight of the destiny prince of your life. That is going to see you align with his strategy and decree, to see you move into the next level of destiny. The time has arrived. Why? Because he wants his glory, his goodness, his love spread far and wide. The stage is being set for the greatest move of the Spirit of God and fire of his love across the earth, like we have never seen before. The time has arrived for the glory of God to be seen, manifested, and encountered far and wide. We are crossing over into another threshold of destiny. What you are going to see him do in and through you is going to leave you face down crying, "Holy, holy, holy are you. You really are good." The wonder and awe of who he is being restored. And that's the end of her message. I just want to call attention to the paragraph before this one. Why is he doing this? Because he wants his glory, his goodness, his love spread far and wide. Okay, and that's exactly what I had said to you in the last message when the Lord told us that the only reason big things are going to be happening is because I want to reach more people. And in order to reach more people, big things have to happen. But you need to become littler and littler in your own eyes. Keep your head down and be humble and look up to others. Always look up to others. Never look down to them. But that's what he was saying. It has to be big because it's got to reach a lot of people. So this is really exciting, and my husband had a dream last night that was pretty powerful, and I'm not going to share it with you, but let's just say this word is a total confirmation of what he saw, and he does have prophetic dreams. So be excited, guys. I don't know what your dreams and your broken visions are, but it's time to pull them out. Pull them out and bring them before the Lord and allow him to breathe new life into those visions and dreams that never have been fulfilled in your life as yet. It's time to bring him forth and allow him to breathe new life, and for you to expect that he's going to answer that dream. He's finally, this is the season, he's finally going to manifest that dream in your life. All you need to do is expect. And expectation is the same as faith. Expect him to move beautifully. And be excited by that and commit yourself more and more to being aligned with his will. More and more to be doing exactly what he wants you to do with your time. You know, the messages that I put out about wasting time are very important right now. Very, very important. Because they help you to get a handle on the ways that your dreams have escaped you and have run through your fingers like sand. He's showing you the things that are important and how to circumcise your life and come into alignment with what he wants for you, because he has these beautiful plans for us. And he even said that in the last message. I have such great plans for you. And I truly feel sorry for the Satanists, because they could be having the same kind of wonderful time if they'd give their lives to the Lord. They could be entering into the dreams of their lives. Instead, they're trying to work against us. And unfortunately for them, there's no success in that for them. That's not going to work, because the Lord is moving in another direction. And because he is moving in that direction, he's going to defend us. He's going to defend our time, our thinking. And this is another reason why he doesn't want you wasting time on the internet or getting embroiled in political things. Because those things are going to make you angry and they're going to bring you down. I happened to catch a glimpse of something that some news agency said when I went to open my phone. And I was just thoroughly disgusted with them, because I know they're all liars. So once you tune into that kind of energy and you take that in, it brings you down and it makes it harder for you to rise up in whatever creative endeavor the Lord is giving you to do. It could be anything. It's not about the arts only. It's about all the things in your life that you've wanted to do. Changes in your families, changes in work, new anointing for certain kinds of work. This is not just dreams for artists. This is dreams for everyone. So stay away from the bad news mill, because it will get you angry and bring you down. He's going to give us the grace we need to finally manifest our dreams, and nothing is going to be able to stop it. So be excited, dear ones. Take another look at your life. And like he said in the message yesterday, spend some time thinking about what would you do if you knew you could not fail. Think about that. What would you do that you're not doing now? What would you do if you knew you could not fail? The season of failure is over with, and the season of manifesting our dreams has begun. Think about it. What would I do if I knew I wouldn't fail? And go for it.